And now, today's episode of The Galactically Incapable. Hello and welcome to The Galactically Incapable podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Thompson. Today, I'd like to discuss an individual who is very near and dear to my heart and has been for my entire life. My dad. My dad has spent his life devoted to his family, loving his kids, sacrificing his time, his energy, and his money to making sure that us kids had everything we needed and most of what we wanted within reason. My dad is also an incredibly devout Christian. He was born and raised in the South. He studies the King James Bible, oftentimes using Greek and Hebrew concordances, to really dive into the depths of definition and seeks truth on a level that few really do. That being said, my dad also has a pretty strong skill set for mispronouncing certain words or thinking certain words are pronounced a certain way, not understanding that the way a word looks may not be the way that it sounds. And if that word sounds a particular way, also may not mean what you think it means. So without further ado, episode 3. My dad calls me up one day, just friendly conversation, and the conversation goes something like this. Hey, son, how's your day going? Oh, good, Dad. Good. How's yours? Oh, it's going just fine. The weather's good. Me and your mom is just hanging out here. Just wanted to call and say hi. Well, I'm so glad you did. What's going on today? Well, I was wondering, are you still training that Jewish jitsu? What? Well, yeah, you had told me and your mom a few months back that you were training in the martial arts, and you said something about jiu-jitsu, and I was just wondering if you were still training that Jewish jitsu. That it's Brazilian. Well, I know that, but is it Jewish jitsu? Yeah, Dad, it's the premier martial arts created by the Jewish people to prevent the second Holocaust. Well, yeah, that's what I was telling her because that's what I was reading. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you haven't read that because there's no part of that that's actually true. Oh, okay. So it's not Jewish jitsu, it's just Jew jitsu. Yes, sir, it's Brazilian, and it's spelled J-I-U, but it sounds Jew. Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you clarifying that for me. This whole time, I was thinking you were training Jewish jitsu. Hilarious. And also kind of unbelievable. My dad is, in fact, a man of many talents. He also has the talent of being able to move syllables around in certain words. For example, if someone was going to say, hey, did you read that article featuring Donald Trump? He would say something like, let me tell you something about Donald Trump. This can also create issues. For example, if we go to a Mexican restaurant and the server says,
hello, may I take your order?
And he says,
yeah, let me get two of them chicken quesadillas.
I sorry, what you want?
I said I want two of them chicken quesadillas, por favor.
This created some frustration not only for my dad, but for the server as well. It's not the server's fault that he's probably never heard this particular pronunciation of a very familiar word. And I will also say, for a final example, it's a good thing my dad does not eat sushi. Because there is no way I would let him order anything from a Japanese sushi menu in public. Especially nigiri. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. So between Jewish jitsu, quesadillas, Donald Trump, and that last one you've already done the math on, my hope for my dad at this point, as he approaches 70 years old, is to be able to interact with the public and make orders in restaurants that do not turn into hate crimes. With this story of my dad in mind, it's very easy to see the disparity between his knowledge and skill set that he essentially taught himself how to do as it pertains to the scriptures, as it pertains to the Greek and the Hebrew understanding of the pronunciation of these words, of the spelling, and their direct application to an already existing work, such as the Bible. When you think about it, that's a pretty amazing skill set. What would it look like if we took those skill sets we've acquired in our life and started applying them to other aspects of our life? Once we have established a certain skill set that allows us to be knowledgeable, stronger, and greater in certain aspects of our life, I encourage everyone, myself included, to take a look around at other areas in our life and simply say this: how can I apply the things that I do very, very well over here to other areas of my life? And what kind of positive results could be created simply by applying what I already know to another concept? Be great and keep seeking greater. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you on the next one.